And good morning. It's Monday, October 9th, and it is time for Mondays with the Mayor. This is when we talk with local leaders. Some are mayors, and some days, like today, it is the leader of a township. And today we're talking to Delta Township Supervisor Kenneth Fletcher. And good morning.
Good morning, Brooke. It's a pleasure to be here.
And thank you so much for coming in this morning. So how long have you been the township supervisor?
Well, I'm currently serving my third term. I was elected in 2008 and was reelected in 2016. So in November, I'll be beginning my 14th year as a township supervisor.
So 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
So have you always wanted to be in politics, per se?
Well, I've always been politically active, but I didn't necessarily think of running for office myself. But in 2008, some folks in our community was looking for some fresh leadership in Delta Township, and they approached me and asked me if I'd consider running. And after first saying no two or three times, they finally wore me down, and I said sure, and I jumped into the race and haven't looked back since.
That's so funny. So I actually do. I hear that a lot. People say, you know, I really didn't want to do this, but then people ask me to, and so I did. So what is it that you like most about being in this position?
Well, I love just having the opportunity to affect change in the township. It's the place that I chose to raise my family and to live. So to be able to make sure it stays the same quality community that we first was attracted to originally when we chose to live there is something that's important to me. I have three young children in school still. So having things like good parks and, you know, good non-motorized transportation options, good libraries, things like that's all important. So having the opportunity to make sure that we keep a good, strong community is something that's been very rewarding.
So where are you from originally?
Originally, I grew up in Ionia.
Oh, okay. A lot of patchy fog in Ionia.
Yeah. Well, I came to this area to go to Michigan State and never left. It's been great. Been my home ever since.
So what was your major?
James Madison College at Michigan State. Majored in political theory and international relations.
Okay. So you said you have young children. So how young are they?
I have a high school daughter, a middle school son, and an elementary age son.
Oh, so quite the array.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all school age kids. So how are the schools?
Oh, the schools are great. We live, Delta is kind of divided between two school districts. The east side is in the Waverly School District. The west side is in the Grand Ledge School District. We live over in the Grand Ledge School District. So that's where my kids go. And it's a great school district. Both of the districts are great. And we actually also have a part of our township in the Lansing School District and part in the Holt School District. So we touch on a lot of parts of the school district.
And today we are talking with the leader of a township, and that is Delta Township Supervisor Kenneth Fletcher. And good morning again, Kenneth.
Good morning, Brooke.
And you were just saying earlier that you have been in this position for 14 years, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we never talked about the population of the township. So tell me what that is.
Yeah, we have 33,000 residents in Delta Township, but it's a diverse population. We're aging like a lot of communities are. We have a lot of baby boomers, but also a lot of families are moving in. That's the thing that's kind of always made Delta special. We're a community where people come to raise their families, a place where you come to buy a house, to have kids, and they're looking for good schools, good parks, good recreation opportunities. So that's what we try to focus on, being a good place to come and raise a family.
So how many cities does Delta Township include?
Well, there really are no cities that's located within the boundaries of Delta Township. We are a little divided in terms of about half the township has a mailing address of Lansing, and then about the other half has a mailing address of Grand Ledge. And we're also kind of divided along the same line in terms of school districts. About half are in the Waverly, half are in Grand Ledge. So it does kind of sometimes create that sense of not a clear identity on exactly who is Delta. You know, the east side kind of, you know, aligns more with Lansing and the west side more of Grand Ledge. So that's one of the things we try to do in Delta with our I Am Delta campaign. You may have seen those banners down in Saginaw, where we want to, you know, remind people that we are Delta Township and create a sense of community identity and pride in being part of Delta Township.
So you've mentioned the parks quite a bit. So how many parks do you have in Delta Township?
Well, we have quite a few parks. We have a Sharp Park. We just bought from the city of Lansing Grand Woods Park, which is a park that we have run for the past 30 years by leasing it from the city of Lansing, but they decided that they wanted to divest themselves of excess property. That was one of them. So Delta Township purchased it, so we're pleased with that. We have Delta Mills Park and Hawk Meadows Park and Hunter's Woods Park. We're in the process right now of developing new parkland on the west side of the township because we have, the highway that kind of cuts through there. So there's no parks over on the west side. So on the corner or near the corner of Nixon and Mount Hope Road, we're going to develop about 120 acres of land into what will hopefully be Mount Hope Park. So we hope next year we'll begin construction on that, which will provide the home to our youth recreation programs, our soccer leagues and, softball leagues and t-ball leagues and stuff like that.
So it will all be in the same, same area?
Yeah, right now we're using actually some borrowed space at our Saver Lutheran School for our youth recreation program. So by building this new park, we'll have the space where we can have all those youth recreation programs all housed in one place.
I'm sure parents will love that.
They will like that. And plus, too, if we grow the park, in time, the initial phase of it would be enough to take care of our recreation programs. But if we build out the whole park, we could become a place where people come for regional tournaments, too. You can draw in some of those big soccer tournaments, some of the baseball tournaments that brings in people from all over the state, which would be a great economic development boon for the hotels and restaurants in the area as well. So that's something that we look forward to down the road.
So you sent us a picture, and it looked like there was a ribbon cutting going on, the picture you sent that is posted on our WKAR News Facebook page. So tell me what that is.
Yeah, that was a ribbon cutting from the opening of our East-West pathway. And one of the things in Delta that we have also put a lot of energy into is non-motorized transportation, providing trails and pathways for people to walk or bike or just get out and enjoy the township and not having to jump in a car to get to where they need to go. So the east-west pathway kind of runs through the heart of the township. It connects Grand Woods Park with our library, with Sharp Park, over to the Lansing Mall. And then you can continue up on sidewalks and pathways to get up to Delta Mill Park. So it kind of cuts through the heart of the township, connects our park so kids and families can get to different places. And, since we built that, all segments of the population are out there. One day I was out on that pathway. I noticed there were, senior citizens, people literally using wheelchairs and walkers to walk down it. There was young families pushing kids in baby carriages or on one of those little tricycle type things. And then there's, people in between ages, running and jogging and biking. So everybody in the community seems to use that. So that's something that we want to do. We're looking at expanding and updating our non-motorized transportation to see where do we expand next and how we can, keep growing that network of pathways.
Okay, I have to ask you about something. What is six pickleball? What is the six pickleball court?
Yeah, well, pickleball is one of those things that, we try to make sure that we remain current and fresh and have the amenities that people are looking for. And pickleball was one that residents brought to our attention. And my first response was the same as yours, Brooks. What on earth is pickleball? I've never heard of this. But actually, pickleball has been around since the 60s. And it's something that's grown in huge popularity down in retirement communities out in Florida and Arizona. And we had a large number of our residents who, go down to those areas in the winter months, and they said, we have no place to play pickleball when we come home, during the spring and summer months. So we looked into it, and actually we had some tennis courts in Delta Mills Parks that were rarely being used now. So we were able to convert those old tennis courts into six brand new pickleball courts. And it's amazing, since we've opened those, there will be at least 40 people playing pickleball every morning, throughout the week, and we quite frankly have pressure to build even more pickleball courts, and it's quite popular. And the game is it's a game that's kind of crossed between badminton and tennis. It's on a smaller court. You use a paddle, and the ball is kind of like a wiffle ball. So it's fun. It's a good game. It's a great family game, but it's something that's really growing among the baby boom generation. So we're pleased to offer that as an amenity in our township.
I just like saying it. So pickleball courts. So, okay. So is there growth going on along Saginaw Highway?
There is, you know, we definitely have the issue of, you know, the eastern end of Saginaw, you know, from about Elmwood, which is the Lansing Mall, to Waverly, the border of the township, is an older part of the, you know, the shopping drag going through there. So you have some older buildings that some of them need to be redeveloped. So that's been one of our priorities, is to kind of redevelop that part of the township, focus on, you know, filling what's there and tearing down some old buildings versus, you know, continuing sprawl, you know, westward. So that's one of the and one of our top priorities. We have a facade improvement program underway for businesses to get some grants to help improve their building. We had a couple of old buildings, such as people probably remember the old Burger King building that sat empty for literally decades on Saginaw. We finally got that tore down. And there's some other properties that are going to come down soon. There's a new Popeye's Chicken that's going to open up. So we're seeing some redevelopment there. So that's been our priority, to make sure that that Saginaw corridor, which really is our main street and really is our downtown, if you want to call it that, make sure that that stays, you know, a vibrant, good, you know, commercial corridor for the region, really.
Well, thank you so much. I've really enjoyed talking to you, and maybe I'll see you on the pickleball court sometime.
Absolutely.
Okay, and that was Delta Township Manager Kenneth Fletcher.